Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The International Monetary Fund has slashed forecasts for almost all countries and regions in its latest World Economic Outlook. And the IMF estimates growth will contract sharply to minus 3%. While the global economy could stage a partial recovery next year, the IMF cautions that growth rates will be below the pre-virus trend. Now, starting with the US, the world's biggest economy and currently the epicenter of the outbreak, its economy may shrink 5.9% this year. For Europe, excluding the UK, growth is likely to contract to a negative 7.5%. China, the world's biggest or second biggest economy, could see growth of 1.2% this year. It's according to the IMF. That is a sharp drop from 2019's 6.1%. Despite the gloomy forecast, though, the IMF says there are still reasons for optimism. It cites that the falling number of new cases in countries with major outbreaks and the pace of work on treatments and vaccines. Now, for more on this, Simon Marks joins us from Washington, D.C. Simon, the figures are grim, no getting away from that, and the IMF says it could even get worse.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, they appear to be open to all eventualities here. The chief economist of the IMF, Geeta Gopinath, is on her feet here in Washington, D.C. right now, presenting this World Economic Outlook. And the current projection that the IMF is making is that for the rest of 2020, global GDP is going to shrink to negative 3%. That is a substantial revision of previous forecasts. And she said just a few minutes ago that this is going to make the Great Lockdown the worst recession since the Great Depression. This is a truly global crisis. No country will be spared. However, she said that these projections are based on the current pattern of countries engaged in lockdowns containing the virus and preventing it from spreading and containing the possibility of a second wave. She did concede that the IMF has looked at other possible models in which that turns out not to be the case, and therefore, of course, the damage to the global economy will be even greater. But this is a very a grim picture that she's presenting here this morning.
All right, so with this grim picture, what do these forecasts spell for us then?
Well, very, very hard times ahead. I mean, the light at the end of the tunnel is the possibility that, provided the world comes out of all of this, in 2021, global growth will rebound to 5.8%. But she says, look, that is still below the level that growth was anticipated to be in 2021. So under any circumstances, countries all over the world are taking a hit. Her argument, the IMF's argument, is that countries need to engage in defensive spending by putting money into their healthcare systems right now. Also, of course, by offering the kind of bailouts that we've seen all over the world to families and small businesses, making attempts to try and allow them to bridge this crisis in their own individual ways. But the message from the International Monetary Fund as this meeting gets underway here in Washington, D.C., is that it is impossible for any country and for any family and for any business to escape the impacts of all of this. And it's going to require, they've been arguing over the last half an hour, very, very concerted global activity and consensus among countries about how precisely to approach this challenge if the absolutely worst case scenarios are to be headed off.
Yes, Simon, does look like a very bleak picture. Is there any cause or any glimmer of hope for some optimism?
Well, the chief economist at the IMF said that she hoped that vaccines may emerge sooner than anticipated, and that therapeutics, as we know, were already showing some positive signs in terms of treating the virus. She said there are some hopeful signs that this health crisis will end. Countries, of course, are succeeding in containing the virus. And she's announced that the IMF is going to allow its $1 trillion lending facility to be used, so that indebted countries are offered either a continuation of existing moratoria on debt repayments or concessional financing to help them come through all of this. I mean, I suppose the ultimate silver lining in the cloud is that the IMF seems pretty determined at this point that the world is going to come through this. It's really a question of measuring the economic damage over the short term as countries all over the world find their path towards the avenue for recovery.
Yes, a long road ahead for all of us. Thanks very much for that. Simon Mark speaking to us from Washington.